Oh, so the county building in Monmouth County evacuated 2 days. Couldn't go back today because 65 people got sick on Monday. What the hell do you think it was? The a medical examiner on the scene's final conclusion was...
Who the hell knows?
Wow. So that's the final conclusion. Yeah. So they're not even going to look into it any more than that? They just sort of gave up?
So the test going to be run
today. Is that
today.
The medical terminology for it?
I don't know. Let's ask him again.
Who the hell knows?
The tests they're running today are for substances derived from plants, animals, or items that can be found on people's desks. Plants, animals, and crap that's on people's desks. What else is there in a county building?
How about birds?
Yeah, first we're going to start with anything animal-like, plant-like, or inanimate objects on desks.
Animal, vegetable, or mineral.
Oh, I thought you'd start with aliens first. Aren't there any aliens from another planet in there?
Who the hell knows?
That was the scientist on the scene whose final conclusion was...
Who the hell knows?
William Heine, Director of Public Information for the county. Well, it makes sense that your name's William. I'm sorry, Bill. I know you're doing it's a tough job.
And poor Bill, like you don't think he gets that every day of his life? How's it spelled?
Heine.
It's Heine.
Oh, okay, Mr. Heine.
I'm sure he pronounces it Heaney.
I would. All the tests so far have ruled out the most probable causes for the symptoms that were reported by employees and their individuals with business in the courthouse.
You know, they need to check the duct. They need to look in the duct work.
Yeah.
Somebody put something funky in there that's causing this noxious odor.
Is there no odor, right? They're just sitting there getting sick.
All right, these noxious fumes.
There's no fumes.
Fumes can be odorless.
We've ruled out possible causes that could be related to housekeeping, construction, and general building maintenance, according to Heine.
Maybe they got to get somebody besides Heine on the case.
and somebody in the county courthouse asked, could it be Heine?
Who the hell knows?
What's making everybody sick? Do you think it's Heine?
Who the hell knows?
this is serious, Judy. People got sick. Stop. You're making me... crack up here. Once testing is done, Heine said the entire courthouse would be clean. Oh, man.
Take a break. I can't, Dennis.
No, but there's a woman that works outside the courthouse, and she returned today.
I'll be back out there with my bikini top on, selling my hot dogs. I'm right in front of Pep Boys in Baldwin and Freeport.
God, can you imagine if Walter Sabo is listening?
All right. Heine said it's believed there's no danger of person-to-person transmission.
But
did warn from staying away from other people's Heinies. Now. No danger of person-to-person transmission, but officials recommend anyone who is inside the courthouse Friday should launder their clothes. They worse. All right. Compose yourself. He said, anybody
it's Heaney.
Mr. Heaney. All right, see, now I'm not laughing. Heaney said it's believed there's no danger of person-to-person transmission, but officials recommend anyone who is inside the courthouse since Friday should launder the clothes they wore separately from other items. He said the individuals should also shower with soap and water as well. And his name is Heaney? Is that brilliant advice? All right.
Oh my God!
He's following the protocol. The first floor of the West Wing was cleaned out over the past weekend after 17 courthouse.
They all got all the traces of Heine.
After 17 courthouse employees reported the same general symptoms of illness on Friday as the one sickened on Monday reported. Shortness of breath, chest pain, palpitations, rash, dizziness, and a sore eye.
After Dad, the court- this is terrible. I Come know. On.
Well, let's talk to the people.
We're professionals. Me. Stop you, it. Yeah,
ever been evacuated like we're about to be from the studio? Ever been evacuated? No, but my hiney was. All right.